This episode is brought to you by Link Whisper. It is an amazing WordPress plugin to manage all of the internal links on your website. Learn more at dyeb.link/linkwhisper, and you can use code DYEB for $20 off. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Do You Even Blog podcast. It's a show for creators who want to make money on the internet. I have postponed today's episode for over 6 months because I know it's something you don't want to hear. It is something I didn't want to hear, but it is just so valuable. This strategy, this idea that I want to share with you today could solve all of your problems in business. I underscored all right there. No, I'm not being too dramatic. I think this actually could solve all of your problems in business. Now, of course, if it were super easy, then everybody would be doing it and it wouldn't be an interesting podcast episode. This is super straightforward, not easy. Straightforward, but not easy. The good news is, in this podcast, I'm not only going to tell you why this little idea is so crucial and so important, and why none of us are really doing it the way we should be doing it. I'm going to share why, but I'm also going to end with some practical tips for actually implementing this idea into your work. It's going to be straightforward. It's not going to be easy, but I think I can make it just a little bit easier. So let's kick things off with a story. My main niche site, if you want to call it that, that I started in 2021 as a break from Do You Even Blog, severe burnout. I just needed to do something. I needed to create content. I needed to do something outside of the digital marketing niche. So I started another site. It was my main site, quote unquote, for over a year. And I grew it pretty quickly. It started off, well, I got up to like $2,000, $2,500 a month within 6 months. Super happy with it. I also had some YouTube videos to accompany it, and it did very, very well until it didn't. Now, the short version of what happened to it is two things. Number one, it got hacked, and like thousands and thousands of spam URLs in Google, and it just got crushed, right? Took me a while to recover from that, but it did recover, and I got up to where I once was, and everything was fine and hunky-dory. And then last fall of 2023, it got hit by the Google helpful content update. Not smashed to zero, but just a slow decline and whatever. Now, it's not making a lot of money. It's still around, but when I look at it and I ask myself what happened, it's not spam AI content. Most of the content was written before ChatGPT even existed. Most of it's pretty good. Some of the posts are really, really good. Like I spent an extraordinary amount of time on, but most of the content is good enough. Well, this gets me to my main idea of this podcast episode. Just make it better. That's it. That's the advice. Now, before you run screaming, let me tell you how this made me feel. I heard this over 6 months ago from somebody offhand. They weren't even like saying this is an idea you should think about. They were just talking to somebody in an interview. Somebody asked a question and they were having some issues. And the podcast guest just said, just do that better. Just make it better. Well, okay, that sounds easy enough. What does that mean? Just make it better. Well, in the case of my main niche site, if I'm being really honest with you, it's not as good as it could be. Why am I upset that it's not ranking in Google still and it didn't survive these content updates? A lot of the content is pretty thin. And if I'm being honest, it could have been better. I could have spent more time on it. I could have spent my time on it more intentionally. It could be better. And in fact, it probably should have been better. Let me ask you this about your own business. How's it doing right now? If you look at what you've done, if you look at the content, whether you're marketing on LinkedIn or you have a blog or you're doing YouTube videos, is it as good as it could be? I'm being really honest with you. I would like you to be honest with yourself. Is it as good as it could be. Now, obviously, there's a balance to this idea of making it better, and that is perfectionism, which I'll get to in just a minute. But let me give you another story that'll tie this together even more. Fab.ai. This is what I've been doing the past 6 to 8 months, building my own AI tool. Let me tell you how it started. It started with me thinking from ground zero, what would the perfect AI blogging tool be for me personally? I want to scratch my own itch, so to speak. I'm going to build this for me. I'm going to build what I want and what I need. And I'm just going to make it like perfect for my needs. Maybe not the prettiest app ever. Maybe not the most well-built app ever because I'm not a developer. So that's what I did. And I would say right off the bat, there were several features of Fab.ai that were unique, like actually unique. All the other AI tools out there now, especially when I started Fab.ai, they didn't have just two or three of the features that I built. And I built those features because I wanted them. They were needed in this arena, if you will, the AI tool niche. However, now, was like early 2024, mid 2024, it's not unique anymore. Auto posting to WordPress, that didn't really exist anywhere when I built Fab.ai. Now, all of the AI blogging tools you can find, period, allow you to connect your WordPress site. And they have not only kind of caught up to Fab.ai, they're actually starting to do a few new features that I wish my app had. I could make Fab.ai better. And spoiler alert, I'm actually trying to do that. Like, I'm still building the tool for me, so I'm still happy with it. But I can see the future in one way. No one's going to use my app unless I spend the time and energy and money to make it better. They're not. It's been left behind. If I didn't touch the app right now, it's still usable. People can still get value out of it, especially like existing customers who found their workflow or whatever. But it's not going to compete unless I make it better. So before I give you a few really practical, tactical things you can do, things you can implement in your own business, let me just reiterate the main point I want you to take home. You want your content to rank. You want to reach more people on LinkedIn with your videos. You want to grow this new YouTube channel of yours. You want to get more freelancing clients. Do it better. Make better content. Spend more time. Let me get to that in a second. Let me get this time in just a second. Do better marketing on LinkedIn. Try harder. Do things differently. Differently, a lot of times, is better. Not always, but is a lot of times. Do things differently. Make your content different. Make it better. Make your app better. Make your product or service better. If you're being honest with yourself, I think you'll agree with me. It's not as good as it really could be. And it's probably not as good as it should be. Make it better. Don't complain. Or you can complain. That's fine. But just know, you want your stuff to rank. You want your products to sell. Just make it better. Okay. Now I know that's lame advice right off the top of my head. So I came up with just a few more tactical things that you can try and implement to actually kind of make this happen. Right? It's one thing to say, just make it better and have you say, oh, okay, yeah, Pete's right. I'll just make all my stuff better, all my content better. That's one thing. That's not really what I'm suggesting, obviously. So let me get with some practical tips here. Okay, 5 tips. Number one, better, quote unquote, is in the eye of the beholder. There's something I did on accident that turned out to be really smart and made my app way better. And that is I polled my early users. It was, I think, strawpoll.com was the tool I used. I created a little poll where people could rank the features they wanted me to build from, you know, I really want this to, I don't care about this at all. Like, rank them in order. And I had like 30 or 40 people take the poll. And I was just blown away by the results. It was not what I would have expected. I was expecting to work on these other features over here, but it turns out nobody cared about that. The features they cared about were something I had no idea. I would not have guessed that. And so I worked on what they wanted. And I think my app is a lot better because of it, right? Better, quote unquote, doesn't necessarily mean better for everybody. Better means something is better in the eyes of your specific customer, your specific avatar. So in order to make better things, products, services, content, any, you have to know that. You have to know what your audience wants and needs. So spend a fraction amount of time thinking about that for every piece of content you do, for every product you do. What does my audience need? That's one way to make things better. Number two, the small things are actually big things. The small things of your content, the jokes, the little personal stories, the small features of an app. It's not why I built fab.ai, but there's like a couple little fun things in there that were really kind of just for me, but they're really small. They're not super, super useful, but they help set me apart. They give me brand. They give fab.ai more personality. They make things more Pete, and that's good. That is going to be better for my audience. It's going to be better for my personal brand and my business. And they're little small things. It doesn't have to be the huge features. It doesn't have to be your entire YouTube video. Just one or two little small things do get noticed, and they end up being important. That's what turns people onto the brand. That's what makes better products and better content. Just a little better user experience. Just a small, tiny feature. The small things. The small things can make your thing better. Number three, take shortcuts on things that don't matter. On the things that do matter, take long cuts. I'm going to say that one more time. Take shortcuts, by all means. You know Pete's here. I live on shortcuts. That's my entire brand. Take shortcuts on the things that don't matter. Take long cuts on the things that do matter. I'm specifically thinking of a piece of content at this point. Let's say you're making a podcast episode, not unlike this one. Take time thinking about what your audience wants and needs and how you can make it better for sure. When it comes time to edit this podcast, when it comes time to generate a featured image of this podcast, when it comes time for the leveling things I'm about to do, which tool I use to record, nobody cares about any of that stuff. It doesn't matter to you, the listener. Do you enjoy this podcast more because I'm recording in Descript? No, you do not. I could record in GarageBand and it would sound exactly the same to you. So I should take shortcuts on all those things. They don't matter to you, the person who is imbibing this podcast. Same thing with YouTube and blogging. Same thing with your products. Does it really matter if you're on Podia or Thrivecart Learn or Teachable for your courses? Maybe in some user experience ways, but all of them are pretty good with that. It doesn't matter so much. Take all the shortcuts. Do all the automations on the things that don't actually contribute to your thing being better. If it does contribute to your thing being better, take the long cut. Think about that, right? That's number three. Number four, plan on fun and creativity. This bullet point was initially spend the time to be creative, but that actually sounds really hard. And I don't even know how I would go about doing that, but I'll tell you what, when I'm creative, it is when I'm having fun, when I'm working on something where I have just natural energy, something I want to do. It sounds fun. I experienced this a lot last year when my word of the year was energy. I had a lot more fun in my work, and I think I was way more creative, like 10 times more creative than I was the previous year in my work. And I think this makes things better. It makes things more different, more unique, if you will, more on brand. It makes things more Pete in my own business, right? When I can plan on fun, and spoiler alert, what that looks like for me is literally journaling in the mornings. I do this every morning. Where is my energy today? Now, sometimes you have responsibilities. You got to do them. That's unavoidable. Sometimes I like to eat the frog and get those done first. But I really try and make time every single day for the products, for the content, for whatever I'm working on, where I have natural energy. Energy, where things are going to be fun. I am more creative when I'm doing work that's fun and I'm passionate about and I'm energized about. That is a huge cheat code for your business. Do things that are fun. Do things where your energy are, and they will be more creative, and therefore They will be better. They will be. Plan on fun and creativity. Last point here, and then I'll stop talking. Maybe perfectionism isn't such a bad thing. Maybe things should take longer. Now, let me say that again. Maybe perfectionism, where people usually think is a bad thing, maybe that's not such a bad thing. And in fact, maybe it's okay that things take longer. It used to take me a week to write a blog post. Back in like the day, right? Like a decade ago, I would spend over a week, and I'm talking like hours every day, on a blog post. Just one blog post. I can't remember the last time I spent more than an hour on a written piece of content, like ever. It's probably been a decade, right? Maybe it's okay that things take longer. Maybe if you want to make it really, really, really good, if you want to make things better, maybe you should spend more time on it. And maybe that's okay. So the side note of this is AI, automations, systems, this is entirely my brand, and they make things go faster, right? They allow us to, I could produce 100 blog posts right now, today, for like a niche site. And in fact, I just finished building topicalmap.ai. I could do the keyword research and then do 100 blog posts in a day for a website. Is it going to be amazing? No. I think that's pretty obvious. And I think Google's catching up to this, right? Like, Google's not going to reward me for that. But what if I spent the time? What if it took me a year to do these 100 blog posts, but they were really, really good? What do you think, if you just had to guess, which site would do better after 1 year? Which YouTube channel would do better after 1 year? The one where you ripped out content and it's not really as good as it could be? Or the one where you really dialed in what your audience wants and needs? You added in little fun things, little small things. You had fun. You spent energy on this in a creative way, like you enjoyed doing it. Which brand is going to do better after a year, for the long term, after 5 years? I'm going to argue right here and now that it's the one that you spent more time on. Maybe perfectionism, maybe spending more time on things is not such a bad idea. Maybe, I'm going to go back to bullet point number three here, take shortcuts all day on the things that don't matter to your audience, to your customer. Spend time on the things that do matter. Again, allow me to sum up my insanely valuable piece of advice that you don't want to hear. Just make it better. Please allow me to take a short break from our show to talk to you about Link Whisper. If you've never heard of it before, Link Whisper is a WordPress plugin for managing internal linking. Internal linking is super important, not only for Google and SEO, mandatory for SEO, but it's also just good user experience. And I got to tell you guys, this is the easiest recommendation in the world for me because it's the tool I use, and there's no other tool that really does it. Like, there's nothing. There's only Link Whisper to do this. If you are a WordPress blogger, you need to be using it. It is seamless. It is so easy. They have great documentation and a lot of YouTube videos these days to show you how to use it. It's fantastic. And it's absurdly cheap, by the way. So you can go to DYEB, that stands for Do You Even Blog, DYEB.link/linkwhisper. And you can also enter in the code DYEB to bring the price down an additional $20 off. It is under $100 anyways. Now you can get $20 off. So go to DYEB.link/linkwhisper. Use the code DYEB for $20 off. Now back to the show.